From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The shopping bus for seniors 60 and older provided by the Greene County Department of Aging has stopped running. The bus provides service to locations in the county throughout the week. The service abruptly stopped last month without notice or explanation, and the bus has remained out of commission for 3 weeks. Leeds resident Ronnie Griffin said, and I quote, "I know one of the drivers, so I text her. She told me that there would be no bus until further notice," end quote. She told me there would be no bus until further notice, end quote. County Department of Human Services Executive Director Teresa McGee Ward did not respond to multiple requests for proper for comment. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden was briefed on the issue April 30th. He authorized Ward to seek a temporary driver for the Highway Department. Groden said, and I quote, "We are not dumping the bus. We will get back up and running as soon as we can," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Democrat Pat Ryan defeated Ulster County Conservative Party Chairman Jack Hayes by a nearly 3-1 margin in the April 30th special election for county executive. On election night, with 97% of the precincts reporting, Ryan led Hayes by a margin of 74-26%. Ryan said in his victory speech at Keegan Ailes in Kingston, and I quote, "We had a pretty decisive result here, and I think that says a lot," end quote. Ryan will take office 30 days after county election officials certify the results. He will serve through December 31st. Ryan will then face Hayes again in the November general election to win a 4-year term beginning January 1st. Voter turnout Tuesday was on the low side, totaling around 16,000. Ulster County had more than 118,000 registered voters as of February 1st, 2019, according to the State Board of Elections. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union a bill that would prevent state health inspectors from shutting down children's lemonade stands unanimously passed the State Senate Health Committee April 30th. The measure would prevent what has been characterized as state overreach after a state health inspector closed down a 7-year-old's refreshment stand in Boston Spa last summer. Brendan Mulvaney was selling lemonade, soda, and snow cones from the front yard of his family's home when a state health inspector told him he would need a permit to operate the stand. State Senator James Tedesco introduced Brendan's lemonade law in January, which would exempt lemonade stands run by children under the age of 17 from state permitting requirements. Tedesco said he hopes the bill will come to a floor vote soon so children can have, and I quote, "peace of mind," end quote, as the summer season approaches. Read the full story in the Times Union. New York State Department of Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos this week announced the opening of fishing season for many popular cool water fish species. Sagos said, and I quote, "Exceptional fishing opportunities can be found across New York, with many lakes and rivers renowned for abundant walleye and aggressive pike and pickerel. I encourage all anglers to find the time to enjoy and share with others the great fishing that can be found here," end quote. The season begins Saturday, May 4th. Three of the state's top walleye fisheries are Lake Erie, Oneida Lake, and Chattawaga Lake, and all three are projected to provide very good fishing again in 2019, according to the DEC. Read the full press release at dec.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.